Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Barry's here because I'm glad he's back in the USA. He's been out of the country. He's been traveling abroad, as they say. And Doug is the Director of Marketing and Communication with the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the outstanding Commerce Department of the United States government. And he's our good friend. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, not only on the show, but welcome back to the USA.
Good to be here. It's good to be back.
Remind the audience where you've been.
I was in Hong Kong and other parts of Southeast Asia during the summer.
Now tell us, for people who are geographically challenged, tell us exactly, draw us a middle, sort of a radio map here of where Hong Kong is.
It's a long way from here, Jim.
You actually can't get there from here, can you? You got to go to Singapore and start or something, don't you?
No, actually, you don't. I got on a plane one afternoon in early July in Chicago, and 14 and a half hours later and several gallons of water, I arrived at the beautiful new airport in Hong Kong.
Nonstop from Chicago?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and it cost about $1,000 to get there. So those of you in the audience that might have an interest in doing business in that area, and I hope you do, especially after listening this morning, will find it an extremely attractive place with lots of opportunity.
So what were you doing over there?
I was basically helping U.S. business people, mainly small ones, find buyers in the Hong Kong and southern China and Macau area.
All right. Did you have any luck?
I did.
What kind of customers did you look for and did you find?
Well, there were all kinds showing up there looking for opportunity. One of them came to a big trade show in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong is a center of trade shows in the whole area. Buyers come from the surrounding area, including India, but especially China, and also Thailand and surrounding countries, to meet sellers of goods from the United States and other places there in Hong Kong, which has a great convention center, great exhibition hall, wonderful facilities. And one of the companies that came out for one of the shows makes artificial reefs and rocks for aquariums.
Uh-huh.
And for,
now, this is a U.S. company?
It's a U.S. company. It's a small one.
Right.
About 40 employees.
Where are they based?
They're based in Colorado.
Can you say their name?
I can't. They prefer.
That's fine. That's fine. Sometimes I like to, for people to know who they are. Sometimes they don't. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, they don't want competition. They don't.
I understand.
People, not that there are that many rock makers, artificial rock makers in the United States. This is the first one I can't draw.
So did they actually travel there to present their wares at this conference?
Yes. One individual came from the company, and he's been with them for a long period of time. He's not only the salesperson, but he also is involved in helping the clients with the design of their aquariums and their theme parks. And we helped him a few years ago get a job in a new theme park in Hong Kong, and he built some artificial mountains there for them. And this time he was looking for work in Southeast Asia, also India, and especially in Macau. So after he came to the show, and the show was over, and he did make a couple of sales there, talked to people from Disney, and they've just opened a new park in Hong Kong. Maybe you read about that. That opened in early July. And then we took him to Macau. Macau is
so now when you say you took him, so you guys are basically the U.S. Commercial Services. Basically, if a small business in America wants help over there, you guys will sort of take them by the hand and lead them around over there.
Yes, that's an excellent description. We actually found some people that were interested in his products in Macau. It was both a Chinese company and another potential buyer was an American company, and they're building hotels and casinos in Macau.
Mm-hmm.
And Macau, and I just described the 14.5-hour flight from Chicago, which isn't that bad, really. Several movies and, you know, good service.
And of course, you always go first class, too, right?
No, not on the government side. I'm in the back of the bus. It's more like it.
You're back with the hibachis in the back, right?
Your knees are curled up under your chin, and, you know, you got to get up and move around a little bit, or you have what they call, what is that condition that you get? It's something in your legs that sees after.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
I think it's thrombosis.
That's
a horrible sounding thing.
That's it.
It's unlikely to happen. Anyway, so you get to Hong Kong, and then in a ferry ride from the harbor there in Hong Kong, it takes an hour to go to Macau. Macau is a former Portuguese colony that, like Hong Kong, reverted to Chinese rule in the late 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And it is becoming the Las Vegas of Asia.
Hmm.
And they're building fabulous casinos and hotels.
And lots of aquariums.
Lots of aquariums, and these are eye-popping places that will be the equal to what you'll find on the Strip in Las Vegas.
So this is a true small business, American small business, going over there. We sent one person over there, and you helped them make sales.
Yes, we did.
And it just so happens that they make artificial reefs for aquariums. But they could be making shoestrings for that matter. I mean, they could be making salsa or whatever it could be, right?
Yes, the demand is huge in that area. It's the population is very large, and southern China is becoming pretty wealthy now. Why? It's because that's the area of China that makes most of the goods that Americans buy. And there are tens of thousands of factories within, you know, not a very large area. There's 10 provinces in southern China, and they're all very, very welcoming to U.S. goods producers because they're modernizing very quickly.
It's a lot different there than it is up in the northern and the western part, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is really the center of commerce in China. And it's booming unbelievably, and they're interested in buying consumer goods, equipment, all kinds of things from American producers.
Okay, now we've made the sale, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to get Doug to tell us how this company made sure that they got their money. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Doug Barry is our guest. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services, a division of the Commerce Department. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes by email on Sunday, and you can subscribe to my blog, which is on the homepage or at jimsblog.biz. And you can subscribe to that by RSS, really simple syndication, and it comes every day. How about that? Jim Blasingame every day. It doesn't get any better than that. Doug Barry is our guest, and he's with the U.S. Commercial Services, the division, one of my favorite divisions of the United States Commerce Department. And Doug, give us your website, please.
Website is www.export.gov, and you can also call us on a toll-free number, 1-800-USA-TRADE, T-R-A-D-E.
1-800-USA-TRADE or export.gov. And now, Doug, you were telling us about, and by the way, folks, Doug was, if you just tuned in, Doug spent about 90 days or so, if I'm not mistaken, Doug, you spent about 3 months in Southeast Asia, in Hong Kong and Macau and that part of the world, helping to, I know you were over there helping to run that office over there, but also specifically helping some small businesses do some business over there. Now, you helped this company make a sale. It doesn't matter what they, what company's name is. Doesn't matter what they do. You helped a U.S. company, a small business from America, make a sale in that part of the world. How did you make sure that they get their money?
Well, one of the things that we do, Jim, and you mentioned earlier that we help through every step of the process, one of the steps that we take is when we find a buyer out there that's interested in buying U.S. goods or services, we make certain that they are who they say they are. That is, that they're a respected member of the business community there, that they're capable of paying for this service, that they're completely legitimate. And when you're dealing in that part of the world, it's really helpful to know who you're dealing with, and we can help you know who they are. And so the payment in this case was arranged quite easily. The buyer just paid in cash. They didn't require any kind of credit terms. And so the
How typical is that?
It's fairly typical. Many of these companies are capable. For example, if you have a website here in this country where you offer your catalogs online, you may get an inquiry from a company in China or somewhere out in Southeast Asia. And if you have the capability of taking a credit card over the site or over the telephone, many of these companies will close the deal with a credit card.
And pay and let the credit card company take care of the conversion? How do you do the conversion?
The conversion is usually done in dollars. Often these companies are capable of paying in dollars, and they will be paying in dollars, so there's no currency conversion at all. Some will want letters of credit, and letters of credit can easily be arranged through the U.S. side or the foreign company side's banks.
And you can, and you guys help them with that, don't you?
Absolutely. Everything that you would need.
From Alpha to Omega.
Now, even go with you, as we did with this reef maker. And by the way, I like the music that was going into your rocking in the USA.
That's right. We got lots of production value here, Doug.
this is artificial rocking in the
USA. That's right.
But it doesn't matter. And we accompanied the company out to Macau on the ferry boat, arranged the appointments for them. They had 7 appointments in 2 days with
buyers
out there. Those that needed Cantonese translation, that's the language in that part of the world, we were able to do the interpreting for them. That was only necessary in a couple of cases.
Did you coach them in the social and cultural ways, things that, because you know, when you go to other parts of the world, they do things differently, or we do things differently than they do. You're in their country, so we're the different ones, and so there are some things they need to know, aren't there?
Yes. We find that in Hong Kong, they're pretty much accustomed to doing things in the Western style, have Western laws, Western style intellectual property protection. And but, you know, there are some subtleties that we will coach people on, what to wear, what to expect. How to exchange the business cards and so forth. All of that we will certainly provide assistance.
Well, and the classic ugly American thing is not, appreciating that there's a difference between Chinese and Japanese, for example.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, that's obviously the extreme, the worst extreme. But these are things that all these different things that you guys help them with. I'll tell you, Doug, I really appreciate you and your organization and what you're doing, helping small business owners to grow their customer base beyond our borders. I think that's one of the keys to success. What was it? My friend Jim Morrison with Small Business Exporters. You know who I'm talking about, I think.
Yes, I do.
Jim says to 95% of all your prospects live outside of the United States.
That's right. And I think it's not a question of if you should go abroad and expand your markets beyond the United States, but when. And so I hope your listeners will give me a call. If you have a product that sells well in the United States, it could sell well abroad. If you're just starting a company that you feel has potential here in this country, we can help you simultaneously develop your international clients.
Will you also help them protect their property so it doesn't get ripped off?
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about stealing the property. I'm talking about stealing the idea. That's the other thing that you have to think about. Doug, give us the phone number and the website again, please.
Yes. Export.gov is the website, and the telephone number, toll-free, 1-800-USA-TRADE.
Hey, Doug, welcome back to America. Thank you for the work that you did over there, and we're looking forward to our next visit already.
It's always a pleasure, Jim.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, with the Commerce Department, the U.S. Commercial Services at the Commerce Department. Hope you'll take advantage of all the things that they have available, because you've already paid for it with your taxes. 29 after, I'll be right back with our good friend Rob Jollis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.